But I wanted to focus on this chapter because this chapter is a very interesting chapter. It gives us kind of the analogy of how a person gets close to God, okay? Moses is told to climb a mountain, okay? Now, Moses is over 80 years old at this time. He's not a young man. Climbing a mountain is pretty difficult, isn't it? You know, a lot of people like to look at every chapter of the Old Testament and apply it to salvation, but you don't have to climb a mountain to be saved. The Bible says it's as easy as drinking a glass of water. Now, that's pretty easy. Climbing a mountain, it's not easy. But getting close to God, it is difficult. It's like climbing a mountain. Every day is a battle to get a little bit closer to God. Every day you got to dig down. I remember when I was a kid, and me and my buddy, we climbed this really, really long hill. And my buddy went to the very top, and it was one of these hills where you had to go down really low on the ground, and you would just hold on to a tree, and you saw a couple feet in front of you all just try to get to that tree and hold on to it, and slowly you went up the hill. And I got pretty high up the hill, and I grabbed a hold of this branch that I thought was really rooted into the ground, and it just pulled right up out of the ground. I just went tumbling down the hill. I got completely scratched up. And that's how the Christian life is. Even if you're facing forward, even if you're trying to live for the Lord, you're going to stumble along the way. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a battle. And here's the thing. Every day we need to be ready early to go, okay? Every day it's like no matter what you did today, if you led 5 people to the Lord today, that's great. If you led no one to the Lord and you skipped church, either way, when you wake up tomorrow, it's a new day. You know, your momentum is stopped when you wake up. You see, if you're going through a day and you're not living for the Lord, you're tumbling down the mountain. It is very hard in the middle of a day when you're backsliding to stop in the middle of that day and start climbing that mountain. Usually for me, I got to wait till the next day before I can really get my feet set again. And like today's a new day, I'll start climbing that mountain. But you know, it's so important though, because you're thinking about climbing a mountain, your momentum is going backwards. Even if you're not moving, your momentum's already facing backwards. I remember about a year ago out in West Virginia, we were getting home from church. We were driving some of the bus kids back from church in a couple cars. And we were going up this long hill, and there was snow and there was ice on the roads. And there was just this one car that was stalled, and it couldn't make it up. It kept trying to go up the hill, and it kept sliding down. So it was just stopped, and the roads were completely blocked. And it was trying to make it up, and it couldn't make it up. And so I got out of my car, and my buddy got out of his car, and we started pushing it. And it wasn't moving. We were pushing. Finally, we got it going just a little bit, and it just zoomed up the hill. It just needed that little bit of a push. And see, this is the Christian life every day. Because I don't know about you, but nobody comes to me on my job and says, "Brother Stuckey, I read Jeremiah chapter 30 last night. What did you think about that chapter? You know, I was thinking this. What do you think about that?" Nobody does that to me on my job. I seriously doubt anybody in this room has people come up to them on the job like that. In fact, most people come up and they say, "Did you watch the Dallas Mavericks play? You know, did you watch this football game? Did you watch this or this?" And that's about the best thing they're going to talk to you about. Usually they're going to talk to you about sin and worldliness. And you know what? No matter what you try to do to avoid it, you go to lunch somewhere, the worldly music's playing, sin is all around you. Worldliness is all around you. And it's going to be very hard to break forth and get the momentum going forward unless you start the day that direction. And see, what I'm basically saying is this. I believe that, I'm not saying everybody has to wake up. I wake up really, really early, like around 4 in the morning most days. But you know what? No matter what time you wake up or when you start work, you need to get some time in the Bible. You need to get some time in prayer before you get started with your day. If you just kind of roll out of bed right before you go to work, start work having not spent any time with God, you know what? Your momentum, it's going to quickly start going down that hill. And by the time you try to spend time in the Word of God later on, you're already sliding down that hill. You're not even going to want to read the Bible because you're already backsliding. You have to get your day started off with God. You have to get your momentum going forward.